But it's a blessing to be back tonight. What a privilege and honor it is to come and assemble and be here tonight in the service of the Lord. And I'm glad to be saved tonight and in the family of the Lord, headed to a better world. I do ask for your prayers tonight. The Lord would help us and strengthen us tonight to say what He wants said in the way He'd like for it to be said tonight. If you have a Bible with you tonight and want to follow along as I read the scripture I want to read will be found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 14. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 14. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, and we'll begin reading there with verse number 13 in that text tonight. Matthew chapter 14 and verse number 13 is where we'll read at tonight. The Bible reads like this: when Jesus heard of it, that is the death of John the Baptist,
right,
and of course him being beheaded, and then his disciples buried his body and came and told Jesus. So when Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick.
Yes.
When it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages, buy themselves victuals." Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." They say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes." He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. Looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake, gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude.
Yes.
They did all eat and were filled.
Right.
They took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full.
Yes.
They that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. Let's bow for prayer tonight. Father, we thank you for the privilege to pray. We're grateful, Lord, for the day that you've allotted us, Lord, to see and enjoy. I thank you for the blessings and benefits of this day and the blessing and benefits of life. I thank you, Lord, for blessing us, Lord, with the temporal blessings of life. Thank you for food and raiment, and thank you, Lord, for that you've blessed us beyond food and raiment. But, Lord, you have given us many things, and I'm grateful for it tonight. And I appreciate, Lord, the privilege to be able to bow in your presence tonight. I thank you, Lord, that most of all that you love me and saved me and put me in this good way. I thank you for calling me to preach and for this open door that you've given us tonight. I thank you for the Word of God that you have preserved to this generation. I thank you for the portion that you have directed my heart to tonight. I pray, Lord, as I stand in this place tonight, that for just a few moments, Lord, that you'd hide me in the cross, and that you'd, Lord, anoint me afresh, that you'd empower me, enable me, and permit me to preach, and preach through me the message, Lord, that you want proclaimed tonight. I pray, Father, that, oh, Lord, that you'd have mercy upon me and have mercy upon these that await my words tonight. And Lord, quicken us with the Spirit of God. Lord, for without the anointing of the power of God, and Lord, without your presence among us, our efforts are in vain tonight. Lord, if there's anything of any eternal value that'll be accomplished, it'll be because, Lord, you touch us tonight and you anoint us. So help us now. And speak through us, and prepare our hearts to receive your word tonight. Strengthen us physically, anoint us spiritually, and let us proclaim the truths now that are in this word of God. Give us that heavenly wisdom, that spiritual understanding, that clearness of thought and that clarity of speech. Well, Lord, tonight, that your word, Lord, may accomplish that, that you'd see fit tonight. Oh, God, have mercy on sinners and draw them to you. Stir up the saints. Lord, have your way in every heart and life. And Lord, work effectually and mightily in and through all of us. And above everything, get glory to your high and holy name. For what we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you for standing tonight. If the Lord would help us tonight, you would pray for us for a few moments. I want to preach out of verse 18 in this text where Jesus said, bring them hither to me. Bring them hither to me. Now, in this Gospel of Matthew, there are a couple other times that Jesus mentions bringing something unto him. Matthew 17:17, when the man, the Bible said, that had a son with a dumb spirit, is the way the Bible put it. That spirit is the spirit in that boy, cast him in the fire, into the water, and the father had to pull him out. And he told the Lord it was since he was a child that he had that dumb spirit. And he brought that son to Jesus, to the disciples, and asked them to cast him out. And the disciples could not cast that spirit out of that young man. And so Jesus said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? And then he said, bring him unto me. In Matthew 21, Jesus sends two of his disciples, and he says, you go to a place where two ways meet. And he says, there you'll find an ass tied and a colt with that ass. And he said, bring them unto me. And so tonight, there are different times that Jesus said, bring something unto me. There are other times tonight, but I won't belabor the point. But I'd like tonight to preach from this passage where Jesus said to his disciples, bring them hither to me.
Amen.
Bring them hither to me. What is he talking about? Of course, as we've read the text together tonight, we know that he's talking about the loaves. And so tonight, if God would help me, I want to preach on bringing the loaves to the Lord tonight. Bringing the loaves unto the Lord tonight. If you'll permit me for just a moment tonight, before we deal with this text in bringing the loaves, I want to go back to the Old Testament tonight and talk to you about a loaf tonight that we need to bring to the Lord. First of all, let me say tonight, we ought to bring the last loaf to the Lord. In 1 Kings chapter 17, the Bible tells us about Elijah. Elijah the prophet. Elijah the Tishbite. Elijah, that great man of God that we have no record of, my friend, his birth. We have no record of his parents. We have no record of his early life. But all of a sudden, he appears on the scene. Thank God. And James tells us that he's prayed before he prophesies. But he walks into the palace of Ahab the king. And he says to Ahab, it's not going to rain, thank God, until I say so. And for the next 3.5 years, there's no rain upon the earth. James in chapter 5 reminds us that there's not even any dew. Amen. And the Bible said, the Lord then spoke to Elijah and said, go hide thyself by the brook Cherith. And so down by the brook Cherith, Elijah goes, for the Lord does hide him there. I'm amazed that in plain sight and in open view, and for the next 3.5 years, as Ahab looks for Elijah, God has first hid him at the brook Cherith. Amen. In that open place, hey God, not my friend by a river, no, not by an ocean, but simply by the brook Cherith, has the Lord hid this man of God. The Bible said in the process of time, the brook dries up. Amen. And when the brook dries up, Elijah needs another place to go. May I remind you that quite often our brooks will dry up.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God, my friend, will dry the brook.
Here's the providence of God. Here's an answer to Elijah's prayer. It's an indirect answer, not a direct answer. The brook drying up. The direct answer was no rain. But the indirect result of Elijah's prayer was the fact that the brook dried up. I want to say to you, friend, that if we pray as Elijah prayed, and the Bible does remind us that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so if our prayers are effectual and fervent, and my friend, they avail much, it'll be because that when we pray, we're willing for our prayers to affect us and not just others. Quite often we pray for God to burden somebody or to make somebody miserable or to affect somebody in some way. My friend, for salvation, for service, for getting right. But Elijah's prayer not only shut up the heavens to bring a nation back to Jehovah God, it affected him. His brook dried up as the ravens fed him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drunk of the brook. God was hiding him there. But the brook dried up in answer to his prayer. If your prayer is effective, it'll be a prayer that not only affects someone else, but it's a prayer that you're willing to affect you. Hey God, to move you from your comfort zone, from your state of ease. Oh God, help us. That's real praying. Amen. I'm convinced that many of our prayers go unanswered because they're not effectual, nor fervent, nor are they according to the will of God, nor are they, my friend, prayers that we're willing for them to affect us, whether directly or indirectly. Amen. But Elijah's prayer affected him indirectly, and the brook dried up. But when the brook dried up, amen, the word of the Lord came unto him saying, amen. Oh my, isn't it amazing how God speaks after we are in obedience to Him? Amen. Thank God, the word sent him to Ahab the king. When he walked out of the palace, the word said, the word of the Lord came to him and said, go hide yourself by the brook Cherith. Now that the brook's dried up, here comes the word of the Lord and says to him, go to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Amen. And so Elijah goes to Zarephath. And the Bible said that when he comes to the gate of the city, behold, there is a widow woman there and gathering of sticks. And Elijah says to her, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And so she's going to fetch that vessel of water. And as she starts her way, he says to her, the Bible says he calls to her. And he says, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. Amen. And she turns around and said, as the Lord God liveth, I have not a cake, but just a handful of meal in the barrel and all in the clues. That's all I've got. And I'm gathering two sticks that we may eat it. That is my son and I. I'm going to dress it. And we're going to eat this handful of meal in the barrel. This little bit of oil in the cruse. Oh my, she ain't going to cook much of a meal with two sticks. I know that. But oh, she said, I'm going to dress it for me and my son. And then we're going to die. And notice what he said, the same thing that he said before. He said, fear not. Go and do as thou hast said. But make me a little cake first and bring it unto me. In other words, bring me your last loaf. That's what he said. Bring me your last morsel of bread. Bring me your last cake. Hallelujah. Bring it to me first. And then after make the for thee and for thy son. Here's a woman. The Bible said, I've commanded. The Lord said, I've commanded the widow woman how to sustain thee. Isn't it amazing that God chose the widow woman of Zarephath how to sustain the man of God when she could not even sustain herself. Hallelujah. And these two got together. He needed her and she needed him. Amen. And they got together and the Lord and my friend caused her my friend to trust this man of God and to have faith in the word of God when he said, bring me the last loaf. Hallelujah. Bring me that loaf, that cake, or that morsel of bread that you're going to make for you and your son. Bring it to me first. I want the last loaf. Isn't that amazing? Oh, hear me, friend. Here's a woman that's gathering two sticks for death. Here's a woman that's my friend looking to die. Here's a woman, my friend, that's got her days numbered. That says this is it. And this is over. Hallelujah. And this man of God says, I want that cake. I want that morsel of bread. I want that last loaf that you and your son are going to eat and then die. She said, well, what is one more meal? If I'm going to die anyway, hey God, you can have the last loaf. Amen. Hallelujah. And she brought him her last loaf. I'm telling you, friend, she's down to the end of herself. She's come to the end of her ability. She's come to the end of her provision. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And there's nothing else left but this last cake and this last loaf. And she turns it over to the man of God. Hallelujah. She really brings it unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I say tonight, I'm glad of a blessed day when I got down to my last loaf and when I looked like that there was no more life. And the Lord said, bring it to me. And I brought him my last loaf. I throwed him the towel. I said, here it is. I can't survive. Hallelujah. On what I have. I can't make it. I can't live. I'm going to die. But when I gave him my last loaf, he turned around and gave me the first loaf. Hallelujah. And instead of this woman dying, thank God, she went back to the meal barrel and dug another handful out of that day and the next day and until the day that God sent rain upon the earth. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, when the sinner gets down to the last loaf, if they'll bring it to the Lord, the Lord can make it. The last one, the first one. Amen. Can I say to us that are saved tonight, when we don't know where else to turn and what else to do? Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's right. I know how we like for each other and I think we're more spiritual and more full of faith than what we are. Amen. But we're like this woman. Amen. When things begin to run low, we skimp. We save. Hallelujah. Until we have to scrape the bottom of the barrel. But it is in the bottom of the barrel. After all of her saving and stripping and trying to make it last, it is when she got down to one more handful to her last loaf. Hallelujah. That down there on that last handful, she found there was a God that would supply and did supply. And as she sustained, the man of God God sustained her when she brought to the Lord her last loaf. The Lord kept putting that handful, a handful of meal in the barrel until there was rain upon the earth. And if you'll bring him your last loaf, if you'll bring him at the end of the rope, so to speak, hey friend, at the bottom of your barrel, you'll find out that there's a blessing from him tonight. Amen. So we're to bring the loaves to the Lord. First of all, we're to bring him our last loaf. And then secondly, to go back to our text tonight, we're to bring him the lad's loaf. Amen. Here's Jesus and the disciples. And they're in that desert place. And all four Gospels record this miracle. It's the only miracle that all four Gospels do record. Amen. And Jesus is in that desert place near to the city of Bethsaida. And he's went out there to take his disciples apart to let them rest. So they can have leisure, so he can feed them, because they've been so busy. Thank God, preaching and teaching and healing in the cities of Israel. They hadn't had time, no, not so much as to eat. And so he takes them out there, but the people hear that he's out there, and they flock to that desert place that belongs to that city of Bethsaida. And when they get out there, Jesus has compassion on them and is moved towards them because they're sheep not having a shepherd. Right. And he preaches to them and teaches them. And the Bible says he heals their sick. Amen. And then as it begins to grow dark, the disciples realize that they need to let them go back to some town or some village nearby and get something to eat. Jesus said, give you them to eat. Right. And they say, we don't have nothing.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Amen. Right. Here's a group of disciples that raised my friend dead folks, healed sick folks. Thank God, cast out devils. I preached the gospel of the kingdom, and now they couldn't feed a multitude.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God help us. I want to tell you what you accomplished today. Thank God. You may not be near as big as you think you are. Tomorrow, God will put you in a desert place and show you that it's not you, it's all him. Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
God help us.
Yes.
And so, my friend, here they are. And Jesus begins to inquire, is there anything among this crowd to eat? And there's not. And in this great multitude, there is nothing to eat. And Philip said, Lord, if we had 200 penny worth of bread, if we had a year's worth of wages, and we could buy some bread, then everybody would just get a nibble or a bite. Thank God if we had a year's wages worth of bread.
Right.
And he said, is there anything? Thank God. Is there any food among this crowd? And in John's gospel, Peter said, there's a lad here. That has five loaves and two fishes. And Jesus said, bring them hither unto me.
Amen.
And so we're to bring him the lad's loaf. Hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, that he's in the crowd. Had he not been in the crowd with five loaves and two fishes, what would they have done? Amen. Hallelujah. And here, Jesus said, bring them loaves. Peter, my friend, I don't know if he asked. Probably did, since he found out that he had the loaves. But he finds out that the Lord wants these loaves. Notice about the loaves of the land. First of all, they're individual loaves. They're his loaves. Five barley loaves. Two fishes. We're supposing mama made them for the lad before he left home. And they're all his. They're nobody else's. Amen. They're for him and him alone. As far as mama's concerned, he could eat them, be satisfied and be filled, and going back to the house. But there was a need. And the blessed Lord said, bring them hither unto me. I want to say to you tonight, God has blessed you. Hallelujah. Oh yes, thank God. And I don't know what he's blessed you with, how many loaves you've got tonight, but I say to you, friend, they're yours. Amen. And you can follow a modern Christianity, and the Laodicean age, hear me, friend, and simply eat them yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Modern Christianity ain't God looked for a preacher, ain't God in a church, ain't God that can do everything for them. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, friend, when it comes to living the Christian life, when it comes to serving God, when it comes to living for the Lord, you're not going to find a church nor a pastor that can do what's your responsibility.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The preacher can preach to you, but he can't feed you if you ain't hungry. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and the church can pray for you, but they can't do your praying.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, right.
And the pastor and the officers of the church can present a good example before you, but they can't live the life you're supposed to live for you.
Hey,
they can say, be followers of us as we also are of Christ. But you're going to have to live that life for yourself.
Amen. Amen.
Does anybody listen to me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And so there are many that are looking for somebody to do it all for them. Amen.
Right, right, right.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Amen. There he is, Lowe's. And some folk come to church. They're looking for a charge. They're looking for a blessing. They're looking for a shout. They're looking to be a God to pour out his spirit upon them.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? Preacher, am I wrong to do that? Well, if you just want to eat the loaves yourself, thank God, I guess it's yours. God's blessed you. Amen. But if you want to help feed them all, bring your loaves to the Lord. I quit being so selfish. Thank God. I know they're individuals. I know you got time that God's allowed you. Treasure that God's blessed you with. And talent that God's given you. But you ought to give your time. And you ought to give your treasure. And you ought to give your talent. First of all to the Lord. And that if he wants to use it to feed the multitude, that he can. Hallelujah. Bless his name. The Christian life, it's not a selfish life. Hallelujah. It's a life of sacrifice. It's a life of service. Hallelujah. Hey, you can keep it all tonight. You can have the five loaves and two fishes. They're yours tonight. But there's a darling Lord that says, bring them to me. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody said, but if I bring them to him, what'll I eat? Don't worry about the Lord ever owing you anything. Hallelujah. Don't worry about the Lord ever cutting you short. Hallelujah. Well, bless his name. If you'll sacrifice and you'll serve and you'll bring your loaves unto him tonight, he'll always say to you, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I see that verse out of Philippians, the last chapter. I see that verse posted a lot of times on church signs, church bulletins, and in places written, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But the problem is they forget the verses that are before that. And the reason Paul said to the church at Philippi, the reason God's going to supply all of your need, because you supplied my need. You brought your loaves. Hallelujah. Amen. You've imparted and brought to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hear me, friend. Thank God. Oh, my. I want to tell you, here's a lad That individual owes. Thank God, there he is. They belong to him. And what is he to do with them? I don't know what God's given you, and blessed he will tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know the loaves in your life, but I know this. You're to dedicate it. Hallelujah. You're to develop it. Amen. And you're to give it to the Lord tonight, that he can use it for his glory tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.
Right.
Have you ever shared your love?
God bless.
Amen. Yep. Now, he wasn't to start out passing it out to the crowd.
No.
He's first of all to bring it to the Lord.
Right.
Jesus said, bring them hither
yep.
to me.
Right. Yep.
Amen. Yep. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. And if you think your five loaves and two fishes will feed the crowd, and you start passing out, you're going to be woefully, ain't God mistaken,
right.
yeah. and disappointed and discouraged.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, preacher.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what Moses was when he stood at 40 years old down yonder in Egypt.
Right.
Amen. And he stood down yonder at 40 years of old, down yonder in Egypt, and watched that Egyptian mistreat his Hebrew brother, and he slew him. And the next day he walked among them again because he thought that they would understand that God was going to use him
right.
to deliver them.
Yes, sir. Yes,
what did he have in his hand? Well, in one hand he had a sword. Amen. And he had been taught, thank God, as Pharaoh's, amen, grandson, how to be an effective leader in the army.
Right. Yeah.
I believe he had, thank God, a general, amen, as his title. What do you think about it? Had a sword. And knew how to fight and lead the Egyptians.
Right.
Thank God. In his hand, he had a diploma. Amen. He graduated from the most prestigious college down yonder in Egypt. And the Bible said, according to Acts, that Stephen said he's a man mighty in words and in deeds.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, he's got a lot of things in his hand.
Right.
Hallelujah. He has in his hand, thank God, the keys to the treasure of Egypt. He's in line for the throne.
Yes.
I'm telling you, as he stands there that day, he looks at them poor, afflicted Egyptians, Israelites in Egypt, and says, don't you understand that I've been groomed and trained by Pharaoh, and by his generals, and by his professors.
Yes.
Hey, thank God. And I'm ready to take command. I lead y'all out of here. I can deliver you. Amen.
Yes.
But he had their own thing in his hand. And they said, who made you a God or a Lord over us, or a ruler over us?
Right.
And he fled from their presence. And he fled from Pharaoh's presence. And he spent the next 40 years, amen,
right.
on the backside of the desert.
Yes.
And that's where God educated him. And that's where God trained him. And that's where God
yes.
Made him somebody that can lead his people. And the next time God asks what's in your hand, he doesn't say a diploma or a sword. He said, I got a rod.
Yeah. Yes.
God said, give me that rod. I lay it down. And he laid that rod down. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It became a snake. I took it back by the tail. Hallelujah. And into the book of Exodus, Moses had his rod. It is his. Hey, the shepherd's rod. But when he left Midian and headed to Egypt, loaded up his family, the Bible said he went with the rod of God in his hand. When that rod got out of his hand and got in the hand of God, he took that rod to Egypt
yes.
and smote the waters and they became blood. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, he took that rod and parted the Red Sea. He took that rod and hit the rock and water gushed out.
Amen.
Hey, he took that rod and stood on top of the hill. And down in the valley, Joshua and the Amalekites, amen, were fighting. And that rod brought victory unto Joshua and those in the valley. I'm trying to tell you tonight, in your hand, the loaves are individual tonight. But in God's hand, my friend, and then back into your hand, they'll feed more than just you. They can feed the multitude.
Yes.
There's individual loaves, but they're insufficient loaves. Peter said, what are they? What are they among so many? What good is 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes among so many? Amen. Somebody said the barley loaf about the size of a hamburger bun. Amen. Whatever. They ain't too big. They're for a growing boy. Amen.
Right.
And Peter said, what are they among so many?
Right.
I want to tell you tonight, that loaves that you have, that life that God has blessed you with tonight, amen, it may seem little and insufficient to do anything tonight in helping a multitude and feeding a multitude and satisfying or fulfilling a multitude. But oh, tonight I hear the darting Lord saying, bring them hither unto me. Thank God. That's exactly right. Hey, bring whatever it is God has blessed you with and put it in His hand. It may seem insufficient. You may be full of inabilities. Hey, thank God. But if you'll get all of that into the hands of God and let Him bless it and break it and then give it back to you, you'd be amazed what God can do with it.
Yes.
Amen. Individual loaves, they were insufficient loaves, but then they were inexhaustible loaves. When they got out of the lad's hands, when the lad's loaves became the Lord's loaves, amen, and He blessed, and He broke, hallelujah, and then gave it back to the disciples, and the disciples to the multitude, thank God, hallelujah, amen. Now He didn't break but one time. Bible said He blessed and broke the bread. Hey, that word break is a verb that means it happened one time. Amen. He didn't keep breaking the bread. He just broke it once. Hallelujah. But when He gave it out, He kept giving it. That means over and oh, it wasn't one one-time thing. And they went to this 50 and this 100. Thank God. And that crowd got satisfied. And they come back and said, we need some more. And He give them some more. Amen.
Right.
Kept giving. Kept giving. How long did He give? As long as there was a need. Hey. As long as there was hunger. Hey, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Amen. And He kept giving. Thank God. And everybody started getting full. I want to tell you that seemed insufficient a while ago. All of a sudden became inexhaustible. Hey.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God can take your treasure, your talent, your time, and use it for His glory. God can take you as His preacher, as His servant. Amen.
Yes.
As His prayer warrior. Hey. As that one that lived right on the job. That would be effective in your community. God can take your church as little, my friend, and insufficient as it may seem in this modern world. If you'll give what you got to God and put it in His hand, let Him bless it. Let Him break it. No, it can feed the multitude tonight. The insufficient loaves can become inexhaustible loaves tonight.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm trying to preach on bringing the loaves to Him tonight.
Yes.
Bring Him your last loaf. Bring Him the lad's loaves. And then bring Him your leftover loaves. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus said to them, I believe it's in John's gospel again, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Bring them hither to me. The leftover loaves.
Right. Right.
Amen. Here's these disciples that have labored among this crowd. I don't know how long it took to feed this crowd. But I can imagine making all those trips back up yonder to the master and him giving out the bread and you going to these companies of 150 50s and feeding them and then going back and doing it over and over again, that it takes quite a while to get around to everybody.
Sure.
And there's 5,000 men. That's besides women and children. And the men's not the only one that eat. The women eat and the children eat also. And everybody don't just eat, they get full.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And now here's these disciples. They went out into that desert. They were tired when they got there. They were supposed to go out there to have leisure or rest. But when they got out there, they were pressed into service by the Lord. If they were tired when they got there, how much more tired were they now?
Right, right.
Amen. Yes, right. Hallelujah. How much more worn out were they by now? After all of this service and all of this, my friend, feeding the multitude. The Bible said they had had no leisure. No, not as much as to eat. They was hungry when they got out there.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Can you imagine how the bread smelled that come from the hand of the Master? Hallelujah. Thank you. And these fellows was already hungry when they went out there, and they thought they was going to get to eat. But instead of eating, they're pressed into service. And so if they were hungry when they went out there, they're sure hungry now.
Right. Yep.
And everybody's getting filled. Everybody's getting fed. It's coming from His hand to their hand to their hand. Thank God, but they're not getting anything.
Right.
They're not taking time to eat. They're serving. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sure. Oh, Lord, help. Oh, Lord, help tonight. Amen. And if you've never served God, if you've never preached and you've never taught and you've never tried to pray and thank God be used at a church or in the service of the Lord or be a witness for the Lord, thank God, I'll tell you, thank God, you can be serving others and doing it joyfully and yet never taking nothing in
Amen.
For yourself.
Amen. Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes you give out until you think you can't give out nothing else.
Right.
And you wonder where your meal is.
Amen.
And you wonder where your rest is. And you wonder where your loaf is. And your morsel is. And your bite is. Everybody else is getting full, but where's mine at? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Nobody else is hungry, but I'm still hungry. Yes. Everybody else sitting on the green grass eating and getting filled up. And I'm wearing myself out. Have you forgotten me, Lord? And don't you remember that you brought me out here to feed me? Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. He says, gather up the leftover loaves. Hallelujah. Hey, they're not like they were. If those first loaves were this size, hey, friend, if they were that big, the leftovers are. The fragments are not near that size. Hallelujah. I wonder if Thomas says, I doubt anything's going to come out of gathering up these leftover loaves. I don't believe I will do any good by picking up these fragments. And by the way, it's a pretty big job to cover this large area where this multitude of people has eaten and left over the loaves. But they just keep picking them up. Because they're to bring them to Jesus.
Yes.
And lo and behold, when they get back over there where He's at, hallelujah, those little fragments, those little pieces here and there, hallelujah, are enough for 12 baskets full.
Yes.
Hey, hallelujah. Now everybody else in that crowd got a belly full, but those disciples got a basket full. Are you listening?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hey. Too many of us are looking for a big loaf when all God's given us is the fragments. But if you'll pick up the fragments when you look dead in your basket after you brought them to the Lord, there'll be a basket full. Hallelujah. After you preach to others, after you prayed for others, after you've lived for others, and it seemed a bit empty, and God has forgot your work of faith and labor of love, thank God, gather up the fragments, the leftover loaves, and you'll find there's a basket full.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. I believe that's right, don't you?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Sure.
Oh, Lord. Amen. I suppose that every scripture has some prophetical significance and meaning. Amen. And I'm not too good at that. But surely, if there was any prophetical time, if there is any prophetical significance, if there is some profit to be understood by this example and this context of Scripture, it's the fact that the day's about gone and the night's nearly upon us, but the multitude's still hungry. Hallelujah. And we don't have enough to feed them, but if we'll bring them to Him, hallelujah. Thank God He'll see that what little we do have, we'll feed the multitude. Amen. Hallelujah. And we read about the early church, and we read about the Wales Revival, and we read about Moody and Sunday, and Spurgeon preaching to that packed out crowd, and we don't have it in our day, but we're just gathering up little fragments and leftover loaves. Hallelujah. But if we'll keep gathering them up and bring them to the Lord, there'll be a day when we stand before Him. Little did we know it, because it is such a little at a time, one over here, one over there, but when, thank God, it's all said and done, and the day to come before Him gets there, there'll be a basket full. Amen. I don't know about y'all. I get to wanting to gather up some loaves every once in a while. Hey, but in this day, there's just a fragment of a meeting here and there. A fragment of a blip. Hey, isn't that right?
Amen. Yes.
But I believe I'll just keep putting in my basket. And little as it may seem when it's all put together, hallelujah, there'll be a lot more in the basket than what I realize. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's right, preacher.
Hallelujah. By the way, there's enough in that basket. Pieces in that basket, one or two here and now and then along life's journey, that makes me want to pick up another.
Amen.
Look for another fragment.
Yeah.
Got to look for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Makes me want to go to another place and preach. Makes me want to go to another church and have another revival. Take another appointment.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, what's in your basket, preacher? Well, I'll say this. Brother C.L., every once in a while I look down in the basket. Hallelujah. And the world says there ain't much there. Just fragments and leftover loaves. Amen. That's right. But I look down yonder, and in that basket, hallelujah, is a grandma and grandpa. But when I saved and called to preach, it wasn't saved. And I went out and invited them to come hear me preach for the first time.
Yes.
And I was oldest grandson, grandchild. And they said, I don't know if we can come or not. I said, we'll be late. I said, be late. It'll be all right. Just come on in when you can. And they didn't show up at 6 o'clock on Sunday night. But at 15 after they showed up. And they kept coming from then on. Hallelujah. I never asked them no more. And they both got under conviction. Hallelujah. Grandma got saved at the house one night. She couldn't sleep. She couldn't go to bed. And Grandpa said, do you want to try to pray? She said, I want to try to pray. And he said, I was an old sinner, man. But I'd done the best I knowed how. I'd have helped her out. Hallelujah. Thank God. And she got in the basket. Hey, are you hearing me? Thank God. A few weeks later, thank God, we was at a prayer meeting at our church, and they'd sung half a dozen songs. Two or three had testified. My grandpa stood up and said, "Pastor, I'm a stranger in this place, and I don't want to interfere with what's going on around here, but I'm a lost man. I need to get saved. I want to come to y'all's altar and ask y'all to pray with me." And he got in the basket. Hallelujah. Amen. There's not been the multitudes that the early church had. There's not been the multitudes that they had in the Wales Revival. There's not been the multitudes that the Spurgeons and the Moody's and the Sundays had. But there's been enough fragments and enough leftover loaves that I think I'll just keep gathering them up and bringing them to him. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! And when the battle's over, we'll wear a crown. Hallelujah. Hey, when the chief shepherd shall appear, he'll give us a crown of glory. Hallelujah. When it's all said and done, when it's all over with, and we bring the leftover loaves to him, there'll be a basket full. Hallelujah. There'll be a blessing for us. Hallelujah.
I believe that, don't you? Amen. I wonder tonight, would you bring your loaves to the Lord tonight? Some of it may be on your last loaf. Hallelujah. You see no reason to live. You see no reason to go on. You're gathering two sticks. That's all the meal you got left in the barrel. Oh, but if you'll bring your last loaf, he'll turn your last loaf into the first loaf. Some of you need to bring the lad's loaves tonight. It's yours. It's individually. God's blessed you. God's given it to you. It come from his hand through somebody to you. It's yours tonight. You can keep it all to yourself. You can be selfish tonight. You can eat it and be filled and satisfied. I'll tell you, blessed be the day in your Christian life when you're not just satisfied to come to church and shout yourself and feel good yourself. Amen. But oh, when you come to the house of God and it all of a sudden does you more good to see your brothers and your sisters get blessed and see them worship and see them rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, thank God. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. You're insufficient loaves. But if you put them in his hand, they're inexhaustible loaves. And oh, tonight, you're to gather up or bring him the leftover loaves tonight. Everybody stand, please. We'll come with a song tonight and sing. If you need to pray for any reason tonight, if you're lost, need to bring him your last loaf. If you're saved and down to what seems like your last loaf tonight, bring it to him. If you need to bring him the lad's loaf, or you just need to bring him the leftover loaves tonight, then do that as well. Oh, God help tonight. Whatever loaves you have, Jesus said, bring them hither to me. Bring them, Dad. Bring them, Mom. Bring them, son and daughter. Would you do it tonight? Man, woman, boy, or girl, bring them hither. Do you hear him tonight? Well, then bring them
hither. I felt the ache of emptiness this world could not relieve. My heart has lived in poverty that no one else could see, until I found the sweet restoring strength that changed my life. He called to me, "Come and drink," and my need was satisfied. My God will always be enough for the longings of my soul. He alone can fill my cup. till my spirit overflows from a well of living water. He renews me with his love. My God will always be enough. Tomorrow I could rise to find that everything has changed. This way of faith could take me to some unexpected place. But in all the twists and turns of life, I'm sure of this one thing. Where the road seems so uncertain, my God will go with me. My God will always be enough for the longings of my soul. He alone can fill my cup till my spirit overflows from a well of living water. He renews me with his love. My God will always be enough. Tomorrow could rise to find that everything has changed. This way of faith could take me to some unexpected place. But in all the twists and turns of life, I'm sure of this one thing. Where the road seems so uncertain, my God will go with me. And my God will always be enough for the longings of my soul. He alone can fill my cup till my spirit overflows from a well.